But first, it was an off weekend for the Cowboys, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about what he did this weekend is the owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are y'all doing? Good to be with you. Good to be on.
Yeah, good. Morning. Did you have a good off weekend?
I did. I love our bye week. It gives me a chance to do other things, like figure out new ways to continue to not be a football guy. No, I have been working on our team, and I found a deserted barn out in Garland, and locked Mike McCarthy in it for the last 4 days with directions to find out a way to fix this Texas Coast offense.
Yeah.
He's got to fix it.
There's still some work to be done on that side of the ball.
I know, and I told him, I said, Mike, you're not coming out until you do this. So I've been checking on him every day, leaving a water dish out the side the door and opening the door a crack to look in to see his wide-eyed, dirt-smudged face begging me to let him out and talk to his family, swearing he won't tell anyone. But I'm going to keep him in there until he gets it all figured out. We want to beat Aaron Donald and them Rams.
Yeah, well, that's next up. And, you know, there's been some upsets here the last couple of weeks. So it's not as if, you know, you're right in there. You only got a couple of losses.
We're still in it. We're still in it. I only got a couple of losses. There's a lot of positivity that we can focus on, and we will, but we don't when we do. And it is something that we do without and you today. But you know, this is an exciting time to be a sports fan here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and I just encourage all those people who are all excited about them Rangers that if the Rangers win, that this really is kind of a win for the entire Metroplex.
Okay.
This is a win for all the sports franchises.
Okay.
If they win the World Series.
Yeah.
So make sure you keep in mind that the Cowboys are still the king in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's cute. If the Rangers win a World Series, it's cute if they win.
Cute.
But the Super Bowl is the most important event, and they will never win one of those.
Well, yeah,
but
I guess
if they win the World Series, then the Cowboys, in a way, win the World Series.
So that proves that you can win one without Jimmy if the Rangers win the World Series.
That is exactly right, and exactly what I'm driving towards.
Okay.
Speaking of Jimmy, you know, I spent a lot of my free time this past week thinking about whether or not to put Jimmy Johnson in the Cowboys Ring of Honor, and I decided that it's time.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's time to keep keeping Jimmy out of the Ring of Honor. Hey, did you see old Rob Gronkowski subbing in for Jimmy on that NFL Fox studio show?
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Boy, that guy's dumber than a box of rocks, isn't he?
I don't know. I think he just kind of plays that part. I think he's probably smarter than that.
I think a pit bull can beat him in an essay writing contest. And you know, it's a pretty tall order to be the dumbest guy on that panel when you got Terry Bradshaw sitting right next to
him. Yeah, that is kind of amazing.
But since he did fill in for Jimmy, I'm announcing that Rob Gronkowski is going into the Ring of Honor.
Okay, that's going to make Jimmy really mad.
The first non-cowboy up there.
He's going to get in there ahead of Jimmy. He's going to feel that, you know, and a lot of people think that I don't focus on football enough, and they think I spend all my free time at local strip clubs watching some old gal swinging her giant milkers around the small stage at me. But that is not true. I do not spend all of my time doing that.
Okay. What do you spend it doing?
Well, I have to go home at night eventually.
Okay. You spend a lot of time doing
then
that.
Then I head up there again for breakfast. That's the way it works. You know, and I had this week I had to take my some of my kids, my legitimate ones, to the state fair.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I had to put a leash on Jerry Jr. and take him to the state fair. He loves it. He loves that state fair.
Does he?
Yeah. And although when I'm not looking, he will eat stuff off the ground.
Oh,
that's too bad.
Yeah, I got distracted talking to a few Cowboy fans. I looked down, and Jerry Jr. was eating out of an old diaper someone had thrown down
there.
Oh, my. That's
Jerry.
Terrible.
It was horrible. But, yeah, I have to keep a leash on him now because a couple of years ago he wandered off and clambered into one of them animal pens and the goat chewed off one of his balls.
What? What a crazy story.
I know. Gene was worried that he wasn't going to be able to have kids, and but as I reminded her, would that be such a bad thing? I'm kidding with you. He's given us two beautiful grandkids, and to tell you the truth, I love my grandkids more than I ever loved my own kids.
Oh, no. Come on, Jerry.
I don't want to go on the air with that.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go on the air with that.
Okay, fair enough.
You see old Taylor Swift at that Chiefs game?
How could you not?
Getting that interest up there in the NFL. I got to do something to get Lady Gaga or Justin Beavers out to start showing up at our games.
Beavers?
I mean, we got to do that. I heard people criticizing Taylor because she cheers when Travis maybe catches a ball for a 3-yard gain or something like that.
Yeah.
I will remind them that even now, at this stage, Taylor Swift understands more about football than I do.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Oh, morning. There he goes. There goes Jarrah.